Okay, James Gallagher, a good point against Shelbourne tonight?
Yeah, good point. You know, when you look at probably the first half, was a bit worrying. You know, we weren't really at ourselves, and it was a carbon copy of the Limerick game, really, you know, and that's very disappointing, because we worked and we talked a lot about that during the week. And but that's, football is hard, you know, and, you know, as I said to the boys, it's not easy. Nobody ever said it is, and you know, you're playing against, you're playing at a good standard against good sides, and you know, what you need to do is match them for work rate. If not, you know, in our case, we need to outmatch them, because you know, we come up against some good sides. But if we can match them for work rate, we give ourselves a chance. And we didn't really do that in the first half. But towards the end of the first half, we started to pick things up a wee bit. And you know, when we got on at half time, and we had a good chat, and you know, it was a far better second half. And you know, we definitely deserve the point. And maybe, like a lot of cases with us this season, you know, it might have been, we could have deserved three. But at the minute, we're just getting the points instead of maybe three. And you know, obviously, a couple of 3 points would make a massive difference for us.
And the goal, James, 1-0 down at half time, a disappointing goal, I'm sure, from your point of view, to have conceded.
Yeah, a disappointing goal, avoidable goal. Credit to their player, he took it well. You know, he took it on the chest and put it away well. But you know, it was a wee lapse in concentration, and I think the ball in, we were caught out by that. I think the ball in by the lad probably wasn't meant to go there, and I think we were caught a wee bit out of shape. And he's put it away well, disappointing. And you know, but you know, we haven't been conceding too many lately, and you know, we want to keep it that way. And at the same time, we haven't been scoring too many. But we're creating chances, so you know, you have to stay positive. As long as you're creating a few chances, especially in the second half, obviously it'd be nice to be taking more. But no, I'm very happy with the boys. They responded well in the second half, and it was a good second half performance. And you know, it was vitally important that we got something from the game tonight, because we have two away games coming up.
And a good goal from Tommy Boner at a good time, 9 minutes from time, and probably could maybe have nicked one in the end.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you know, it's, as I said, it's a bit. It's been a bit of a recurring thing this year with us, you know. And when I'm chatting to yourselves, it's normally the same kind of question. Maybe could have nicked one at the end, and but it's we didn't. And you know, but credit to Tommy, it's he's come up and squeezed it in at the near post, you know, and it's probably the only place he could have put it, really, because you know, he was against a good goalkeeper and the Shells keeper, and obviously he pulled off a great save from David as well. And you know, he'd fair play to him. You know, for some reason, a lot of our crosses, and Tommy gets in the end of a lot of things, you know, and he gets his head in a lot of things, and I've been telling him he needs to work on his head, and but he's stuck that one away, so he'll probably give me the two fingers for that one.
And you were called into action a couple of times yourself. In fact, right from the kickoff, you had to tip one over the bar, and then 2 minutes into the second half, you were out well to deny Denny Connolly from making it 2-0.
Yeah, well, the very first kickoff was a bit disappointing. You know, it set the tone for the next 10-15 minutes, where your man's had a great smack at it, and probably you know, I should have caught it, but you know, it's gone for a corner, and then that's followed by a succession of corners and a succession of long throws, and you know, it puts us on the back foot immediately. And you know, maybe that set the tone for that period. So that was disappointing from my own point of view. But you know, in the second half, you know, them saves can mean something, or they can't. You know, when your man's gone through, you know, you're hoping that by making it, it'll count for something at the end of the game. You know, count for nothing if we lose the game 1-0. So, yeah, happy with that. And you know, to be fair, since I've gone in there, I've had very little in regards to making saves, and that, you know, it's wee bits and pieces here and there. So, it's good to hit the deck again. I haven't been doing it that much, and you know, so yeah, overall happy with the point.
Happy with the point, I'm sure, as well, given the fact you're missing two of your more influential players, your captain, Paddy Mealy, and Kevin McHugh, missing from the front line.
Yeah, but, you know, the message I said before the game to the boys is, you know, the perfect scenario for me would be that Kevin McHugh and Paddy Mealy are sitting on the bench next week. You know, that was what I put to the players. You know, and obviously, for them to be sitting on the bench next week, we would probably be looking at a very good performance, and we'd be looking at 3 points, you know. So we got the good second half performance, and we got a point. So, you know, it'll make it difficult for me during the weekend. you know, I think we, what'll probably make the difference is how we train during the week, and you know what, you know, if, we'll see who's up and at it and who's really pushing and who shows the appetite to get in the side, and we'll have a look at it on Thursday, and you know, thankfully the two will be available again, and because obviously we're working off a very small number of players at the minute.
Players are thin on the ground, James. Thursday sees the opening of the transfer window. I know you've said over the last few weeks that you don't really envisage yourself being in goal too much longer, and a few other players back training with the club, so you may have your squad bolstered for next week.
Yeah, well, I would love to. You know, I'd love to maybe 2, 3, 4 players in, because there's 5 players have obviously left the club, so you know, I'd like to get it back to the original size of squad, but you know, realistically that's not going to happen because you know, we've budget constraints, and you know, until I get the go ahead, you know, I've 2 or 3 players in at the minute. You know, I've Tony Shields and Chris Breen, Gavin Collins joined up with us, and you know, I'd love to see, you know, I think they would be 3 smashing players for us to get, and but you know, whether we get them or not is a different story, but I think, you know, I probably, if I'm doing my job right, I think I need to have them in and get them training and preparing for it. And you know, I'll work hard, and I'll work hard with the chairman, and we can see, can we do anything at all? And you know, there's very little available, but you know, hopefully players will want to come in and play for the club, and you know, play for the jersey as well. You know, because you know, the budget is the budget, and it's small, and the money's just not available, and it's tough at the minute.
And you've come in now tonight after the mid-season break. You'd lost the last game before the break. Good to get off now to a good positive start. Sets a good tone now for the remainder of the season. What is the aim, and what are the goals now between now and the end of the season?
Well, the goals and the aim was to win the game tonight. You know, we spoke during the break, and you know, we worked on it during the week, that we don't want to continue. You know, as one of the questions or one of the statements you made yourself, that maybe we could have nicked it. You know, when we don't want to keep going along them lines and chatting after games about buts and maybes, and we need to do something, and it might take a player or two for us to get over the line and get 3 points in games like tonight, or if we can't get the players in, we have to look at something else, you know, and the aim is to do that, and you know, I certainly don't want to, and hopefully every player I have here, they don't want to keep going the way we're going and staying where we are on the table, because if they do, then we have a problem, but I don't think so, and you can see in the second half they are capable. And you know, but it, you know, really, you need to be starting games that wee bit better than we did today, and you know, that'll be something we'll work on during the week.